You're with Eddie Perfect on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Talking about trolls, but I'm not talking about internet trolls. I'm talking about a very special kind of troll that I only heard about this morning. Now, there is a choir in the northern suburbs of Melbourne that apparently rehearses under a bridge where the acoustics are fantastic, and they call themselves the Trolls. Now, I know very little about this. You might be a troll. You may have walked past the bridge and heard the Trolls and their beautiful singing. This is an absolute revelation to me. And to find out more and to fill in the blanks of my knowledge, we have on the line the choir director of the Trolls, the head troll herself, Sue Johnson. Sue, are you there?
Hello. Good morning, Eddie. Yep, I'm the choir troll mistress. That's me.
I am so excited. Talk to me about the Trolls. Where? How? Why?
Well, although it's exciting to be talking to you, we've been a bit of a secret. We love singing under a bridge in Murray Road, Coburg, as you said, for the acoustics. But we've been doing it secretly for the last 11 years. And I think the secret's out now, because we were singing there the first night out of lockdown, and a bike rider came through the bridge.
Yeah.
And said, What are you all doing here? Because we're warming up. And I said, oh, I want us to sing you a song. And it was the first song we'd sung in a month. And it turned out at the end, the bike rider looked at us and said, are you going to be here next week? Because I just happened to be working at The Age, and I'd love to do a story.
Wow. That is a very Melbourne story.
I know. So we were like, well, you know what? We've all been locked up for so long. Nothing's been happening for a year and a half in Melbourne. Yep, we'll be here next week. And so, yeah.
That's fantastic. And talk to me. So what happened? You were walking under the bridge and you noticed the acoustics were good and you were like, wouldn't it be great to have a choir here? Is that how it happened? How does it happen?
Pretty much.
Yep. Really?
We rehearse locally at a community hall, and exactly that. I'm a local, and one summer night I said, come on, we've got to go down and sing under this bridge and get the vibe, because it's apparently actually one of the biggest single-span old bridges in Melbourne. So it's massive.
Wow.
Four lanes wide.
Yes, right. Now, I want everyone to get a sense of the vibe of what you guys sound like under that bridge, and we're really fortunate to have some audio of you guys. Here we are. Wow. Oh.
Can I just tell you another secret, Eddie?
That, of course.
That was an outtake that was never meant to go to air or be sent to anyone. But
well, this is how it all works. You didn't want anyone to know you existed. You didn't want anyone to hear that track. And now the cat is out of the bag. It's a beautiful sound. And what I love about it is I can hear the whole SATB choir in there. You've got men. Good on you, mm-hmm, for getting men in there. That's a
men
beautiful
trolls
sound. You've got, yeah, someone playing a shaker and they've got very good rhythm. Is that you?
Thank you. Yes,
I knew
take
it.
Accolade.
I could tell. I could tell by your voice that you had good shaker. People think the shaker's easy. It's not easy.
Nah, that's right. Stressful playing a shaker. And by the way,
yeah,
the reason that was an outtake that was never meant to be played is that we put an ochre accent on for that. So it's our least beautiful take, but it was kind of late night, bit of wine, and I said, come on.
Well, that was the next thing I was going to comment on, that you didn't try and go for like a neutral accent, but it's very Australian. And I actually really enjoy that, because the acoustics under that bridge, they sound like you're in a cathedral. It sounds like an amazing cathedral reverb that's going on there.
I know. Like, it is the best concert hall. It is so special. And seriously, one day a platypus popped up. As, like, if you want your own little groupie sing under a bridge, you get a platypus.
Look, I believe in animal visitations, right? I'm not a weirdo about it, but I had a penguin appear to me a few times when I was writing Shane Warne the musical, and it was an omen. Aww. And I'd really attached that. I think a platypus is a blessing, absolute Aww. Blessing on your project, and I think that's fantastic, you know.
I thought you were going to say the penguin waddled into your gig.
No, I wish. I do love it. I do love me a fairy penguin. But I love the fact that you can turn a kind of a brutal urban structure into a beautiful, creative concert hall. That is such a wild idea. How did you find these choristers? How did you convince them to go onto a bridge and be called trolls?
Well, look, I'm so lucky I found these people. They're the best people to work with and sing with. And, yeah, I mean, we're all locals. We live near Pentridge, and this old bridge was built by in 1870. And, like, as I said, the first night we went in there, another bike rider came under, and he yelled back, "You should call yourselves the Trolls." And that's actually how we got our name.
Wow.
It's a very kind of local-born thing.
That is amazing. It's a kind of an interactive community choir that takes on board notes from the outside world. I love it. Susan Johnson, thank you so much for telling us all about the Trolls. It's been a pleasure chatting to you. Morning.
Thanks, Eddie. Loved it.
Well, if you're passing a bridge in Coburg and you hear Trolls singing, that's them. That is wild.